This is the one on James Boston, 9167. Today is the 17th of June. Chief complaint number one, shoulder pain. Next number is left leg pain. Next number is my leg hurts when I walk. Next number is left arm pain. Next number is pain appears to be worse in the morning on the left side. Next number is follow-up of fatty liver. Next number is follow-up of testicular pain. Next number, next number follow-up of carotid stenosis. Next number needs blood work. Next number, DJD. Next number, history of thyroid cyst. Our patient is a 54-year-old gentleman, married, works as a construction worker for a nuclear plant. He's very active. His wife is 10 years younger than he is. He comes in today with many issues and problems. Last time we saw him, he did have an epididymal cyst / testicular mass. He was sent to a urologist. That was removed. He had complications regarding that with pain and the fact that he couldn't stand up for 2 weeks, but things have stabilized at this time. He's complaining of left arm pain, especially in the shoulder region when he moves his shoulder, tries to comb his hair, or puts his hand behind his back, period. Any paragraph? He has never been told he has issues with rotator cuff tear in the past, but he also has some palpitations. He did have carotid stenosis back in 2020, which needs to be rechecked, as well as thyroid cyst, period. As far as the left leg pain, this happens at work. It's in the top of the leg. It doesn't change with activity, doesn't get better when he stops, no significant sign or symptoms of intermittent claudication. Noted the last time he had evaluation of his vascular system, they showed the very minor PVD at the time. Family history, positive for stroke, lung cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and kidney cancer. Immunization, never had immunization for COVID, but he did have COVID at one time. Was very mild case. Medication, testosterone per urologist. The urologist is managing his testosterone, also his polycythemia, and the fact that he has to give blood every couple of weeks because of testosterone. His last testosterone level was between 600 and 700, and his PSA has been checked regularly by the urologist. Medical problems, hypergonadism, surgery, lung biopsy, and testicular surgery, no cancer. Social, he smokes a pack a day, doesn't drink alcohol on a regular basis. He's married, as I mentioned, allergy, non-drug allergy, review of system as above. 181 pounds, 97, 98.6, 14, 71, 138 over 72. Heart positive, swim positive, still lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next which every skin shows no actual mucosal with that lesion. The testicular mass is not resolved. And there's no evidence of hematoma. Assessment as far as the left arm is concerned, the x-ray of the left arm shoulder shows DJD. We'll give it a week on anti-inflammatory. If he's not improved, we'll get an MRI to look for rotator cuff injury and then proceed with physical therapy and or surgery. Meloxicam 15.15 milligram was prescribed today. Next one was hypogonadism per urologist. Next was polycythemia per urologist. Next was PSA checked on a regular basis per urologist. Next was left leg pain. Appears to be musculoskeletal. No evidence of PVD noted any more significant than 2 years ago. Next was hypogonadism as above. Next was as far as abdominal discomfort, gallbladder is within normal limits. Next was liver shows a slight fatty liver, but otherwise negative. Next was he did have carotid stenosis a few years ago. This was rechecked today. No significant change noted. Next number, we looked at his heart because of history of palpitation. Everything looked normal with no significant change from 2 years ago. He does have mild BPH on the ultrasound of the prostate. His neck shows lymphadenopathy with a right-sided multiple tiny thyroid cysts, rule out toxic goiter, check TSH with next blood work, discuss findings with patient at length before leaving the office, and return week after next regarding shoulder pain and other issues, and the urologist is handling all the other issues that I mentioned above. Thank you.